You're listening to The Take on Prince George. I'm your host, Colin Carson. Today, we talk to Lynn Hall, former mayor of Prince George and motorcycle enthusiast. We chat about how to make the most of your motorcycle experience in Prince George. All right. So thanks so much for joining us, Lynn, today. Why don't you start off by telling me a little about yourself?
Sure. Lived in Prince George for the last 36, 37 years, originally from Dawson Creek. And as you know, Colin, I'm the former mayor of the city of Prince George. Spent a lot of years in municipal politics, about 22 years here, and married. And we have twin daughters. And the really neat thing is that the entire family is right here in Prince George. And we have a large family on both sides, my side and my wife's side. So, and I love sports. Mm-hmm. I'm a sports guy. And love riding my motorcycle in the summer and just getting out on the road. But Prince George has been our home, my home, as I said, for the last 36, 37 years.
Awesome. Well, yeah, thanks so much, Lynn. And we really appreciate having you on. And you touched on the motorcycle there briefly, and that's what we want to talk about today. So, I mean, obviously you mentioned most people know you as the former mayor of Prince George and serving two terms as the mayor. But we want to talk to you today about another love of yours and motorcycling. So maybe talk a little bit about that journey that you kind of underwent to fall in love with motorcycling and that passion you have for it now.
Well, from the moment you invited me on the show, I've been thinking about where it started, and I have to go back to when I was about 11 or 12 years old. My mom and dad bought me an Arctic Cat mini bike.
Okay.
And for those of you that are maybe of my vintage, Arctic Cat was a big snowmobile company, and they came out with these little mini bikes. Had about an 8 or 10 horsepower Briggs & Stratton little motor on it, and away we went, took it to the lake, and that's how it all started. Mm-hmm. And then as I got older, I graduated into dirt bikes and racing around the lake and up and down the hills and paths that weren't really paths and probably scared the heck out of my parents every weekend. And then I got away from it for quite some time and then decided to get back. Mm-hmm. But I knew I wasn't going to be riding dirt bikes or any kind of, as people will call them, crotch rockets. Mm-hmm. So I started off, I bought a Yamaha V-Star and mm-hmm. And the bike I have today is Kawasaki Voyager Vulcan 1700, great highway bike mm-hmm. and very comfortable. And that's the bulk of my riding today is out on the highway and touring around the area. So that's how I, went from that little Arctic Cat mini bike to what I'm riding today, which is about 100 times more powerful, 100 times bigger.
Absolutely.
It's great.
No, that's great. I can feel the passion for motorcycles when you're talking, and I appreciate that context and kind of that history behind it. When we talk about Prince George as a destination, obviously myself from the tourism lens, we talk about what a great place it is to welcome visitors. You touched a little bit on it as it's a great place to live as well.
Yeah.
But what I think I want to ask you is just like from a motorcycle perspective, like we've talked a lot about that community as well. So maybe just touch on the motorcycle community here and how it's welcoming for, a variety of different people, mm-hmm. no matter how advanced you are as a rider, no matter what kind of bike you're riding. Yeah. It seems like it's a really welcoming community here.
It is. You've got all ages and all sorts of bikes on the road here in Prince George. And, I think there's a number of groups that are welcome any rider. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter really what your bike is. If you want to get out and ride with them, you're more than welcome to do that. And quite a few of the groups will meet on the weekend. They may go for a 4 or 5 hour run somewhere. They may go for a 2 day run somewhere. But the location of Prince George geographically is so key for us, and it's great. Mm-hmm. We can go anywhere from Prince George, east, west, north, south on the two highways. And just as an example, quite often we would head out to Purdon or we'd go to McBride mm-hmm. For lunch and then ride back or out to Valemount. Another great ride is up to Bijou Falls in the Pine Pass.
Yeah, absolutely.
Azueta Lake, especially if you're just going for the day. You're only looking at maybe a 4 hour return trip. Go up and enjoy. There's a restaurant at Azu. There's Bijou Falls, you can take, a picnic or whatever mm-hmm. you want to do. And for the last little while, I've been making a few runs out to Vanderhoof and mm-hmm. West, get out to Burns Lake a little bit and those kinds of things. And I think that's what Prince George has to offer. You don't have to think about going and driving, hundreds and hundreds of kilometers. You can go on a nice hour trip if you want, and you're in Vanderhoof.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I think you got my attention there with Azu's at a lake, because for me it's the donuts there.
Yeah,
they have really good bakery at their little cafe there. So I'd go there just for some donuts.
But that's the other excuse, you know, Colin, is that if you're going for a ride, the first thing that comes out of everybody's mouth is, well, where are we going to stop for breakfast?
Absolutely.
Where are we going to stop for lunch? And let me back up and say that if you're going anywhere, if it's your first ride, go to Azueta Lake.
Yeah, there you go.
About the donuts.
There you go. Perfect. Well, and there's, so you mentioned the geography in Prince George and just the ability to go in any direction. And I think one of the other great things about Prince George that we often talk about as a summer destination is these long days.
Yeah.
And I think for motorcycle riding as well, like there's a real opportunity where you're not needing to, even if you're, you know, doing a longer ride in a day, the daylight's going to stick with you. So I think it's just like a really kind of a cool opportunity there too, where you know, if you're learning to bike and things like that, you're able to kind of extend into the evenings and not worry about the darkness.
You can leave I think now 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, you've got great daylight and it's quieter. And you made a really good point, is those that are not as experienced a rider as some, and you don't want to fight that traffic coming in and out of Prince George, mm-hmm. leave early in the morning and plan your trip to come back in the evening. You know, I think it's daylight till 8:30, and you know, you can still have a great ride
for sure. And Len, you just said the traffic in Prince George. For people listening from outside of Prince George, maybe if you're listening from Vancouver right now, we don't really have traffic.
No,
limited traffic in Prince George you can avoid.
I quite often think that I would gauge how well the city is doing by how long it would take me to get from the office back home, but the traffic isn't that bad. It's certainly nothing like as you've mentioned. No, it's fine.
Yeah, absolutely. One other thing you mentioned there in terms of, you know, potentially these new riders can get out a little bit earlier or later in the day and when there's a little bit less traffic. Just maybe want to expand on that a little bit. What other tips do you have for people that are wanting to get into motorcycling, maybe before they get their first bike? Anything that you think they should look into or do some research on?
Yeah, I think without question, there's a couple companies in town that provide motorcycle training sessions. I took one about, I guess, 12 or more years ago, just mm-hmm. as sort of a refresher. They have usually a Thursday, Friday night in classroom session. And then on Saturday and Sunday, you might see them at the parking lot at CN Center. Mm-hmm. I did mine in the in one of the areas up at the Prince George Airport.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really remarkable. They teach you everything, every piece of their training session has a safety component built into it, and that's so important.
Yeah.
So that would be my first recommendation. And even if you've been riding for a very long time, there's nothing wrong with taking that course over again, just to, you know, sort of refamiliarize yourself with what, you know, things that maybe you forgot from a safety perspective, but they do a great job. So that would be my biggest tip
absolutely. For people. Well, and I think the other thing that's so unique to Prince George and the area from a safety perspective is wildlife.
Yes.
You know, there's bears and moose and deer all over the place all times a year here in Prince George. So just something else to think about from a safety perspective. If you're coming from a bigger city and this is your first ride in the north, that's definitely something to be aware of.
Signage on the highway is so important, not just for vehicles, but for motorcyclists. So mm-hmm. if you see an area, and quite often you may see a sign that shows that there's a moose or deer crossing,
mm-hmm.
You know, be vigilant.
Yeah.
And even with just the general ride, wherever you are, if you're in town, if you're on the highway, if you're on a quieter highway, just be vigilant about your surroundings.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a very good point. And you're right. It's in town as well,
yeah.
Especially for the wildlife too. That definitely doesn't mean if you're in town, you're not going to see any wildlife. So that's a great tip as well. So maybe you want to just ask if you've got any special stories about riding in and around Prince George, any special memories or anything you really hold dear about the Prince George area and motorcycle riding.
Yeah, there's quite a group of us that get out most every weekend, even if it was just for 3 or 4 hours. There's probably 10 or 12 of us, and we would always go up to Purdon to the restaurant when it was open, and that would be our short run for a Sunday morning. Ride up, have breakfast, sit around and, you know, have a few laughs, get on the bike and go home. And then you still got the full day ahead of you.
Yeah.
So that was always a great run. And I would say that because I'm from Dawson Creek and that trip from Prince George to Dawson Creek is beautiful scenery through the Pine Pass. If you can't do the whole trip up to Dawson, get up to Bijou Falls. Yeah. Spectacular location. They've got a nice spot there for picnics and just take a look at the falls. It's just a nice ride, and it's a comfortable ride.
Yeah.
And really, you know, we've went in every direction, calling out, as I said, out to Vanderhoof, took a bit of a tour of the sturgeon hatchery.
Yeah.
That's something that's, really, really interesting.
Yeah.
And when we went down south, same thing, 100 kilometers in, you're in Quesnel. And if you want to stretch that to, another 100 plus kilometers, you can be in Williams Lake. And let's not forget Barkerville and Wells.
Absolutely, yeah.
Nice trip. You can hear my enthusiasm. Everything's a nice trip.
Yeah.
I haven't had a bad trip. And Barkerville and Wells is a great spot.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I think you bring up a good point there. Like, no matter which direction you're headed out of Prince George, you're going to find different terrain or different scenery, but it's going to be beautiful in its own way. So I think that's pretty exciting about the area around here.
Yeah, there's something about getting on your bike. I live in a cul-de-sac, as you know. We're sort of that center house in the cul-de-sac, and I get on my bike and I get to the stop sign before I get on the main street. And by the time I get to the stop sign, everything that I was thinking about, everything that was, you're thinking about everything that's going on, it's gone.
Yeah.
And away you go.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great. I think that that's pretty special about any sort of these hobbies or things like that. Often they're just a break from real life in a lot of times. So, from a mental health perspective too, like some of these hobbies are really great as well. So we talked a little about different directions around Prince George, and this is an opportunity for me to talk a little bit about one of the projects that Tourism Prince George is a part of. So Route 16 Motorcycle Touring is, we've got together with 7 or 8 communities across Highway 16 in northern BC to promote that specifically to motorcycle travelers. And I think that's been a really successful campaign, from Mount Robson in the east to Prince Rupert in the west, that, almost 1,000 kilometer stretch of highway there that you can do in a day if you're feeling really adventurous. Or not, but I think that you touched on some of these locations you'd see on that drive, and I guess maybe just a little plug for me along Route 16. Check out route16.ca for more information. But
so I told you earlier, and I'll tell the story. I was just in the States and went on a bike ride with about 20-25 people. It's a ride that is done every year. And we started off in a small location called Topak, and in around that Laughlin, Las Vegas area, went down to Jerome and Prescott, Cottonwood. But we spent about 100 miles on Route 66. And some of the people that I was with, they're from BC, and I started talking to them about Route 16.
Yeah.
So it's got that ring to it now for those of us that live on Route 16 and travel Route 66. So it's really kind of neat. And one of the things that we do, that the group of us here in BC, we do a trip every year somewhere. Last year, we traveled on Highway 5 into Vail Mount and then went into Jasper and then crossed into, went through the ice fields into Banff and then into the Kootenays. But this year, we're talking about getting over to Vail Mount from Kamloops and then coming back up this way and taking 16 out towards Prince Rupert.
Yeah.
We just want to experience it. And the highway is good. The highway's in great shape.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so,
I think like that's really good point. Obviously we're talking about Prince George and what's great around here, but I think that you look at that stretch of highway, and you talk about Mount Robson, the highest point in the Canadian Rockies,
beautiful.
And then the stretch of highway between Terrace and Prince Rupert, kind of that last stretch of Route 16. That's one of the nicest stretches of highway in the world. Following the Skeena River there. So I think that definitely a great ride that people should consider if they're looking at some trips.
There was an older guy that I met on my first sort of Nevada Arizona trip, and he said to me that any day you're on the bike and the wind is blowing into your face is a good day.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. I think that sums it up pretty well there, for sure. You're able to get out and do something a little bit different, and talking about the tourism lens again, I think that what I love so much about the industry is often it's people that are on holidays or they're on good work trips or sport tournaments, like all that tourism side. It's always, usually you're interacting with people that are there enjoying themselves. They're having a good time. And I think, you know, when we talk about riding and riding motorcycles specifically, I think that, you know, it definitely ticks that box. It's something that people are usually happy doing.
It does. And whether you're in the Okanagan or the Kootenays, if you want to see some, you know, different scenery and different geography, come on up north. And the, as I said, it's easy to get here, and the scenery is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And the interesting piece as well, Colin, is that if you came up here and did portions of the Route 16, you wanted to do something a little bit more, if you went up to Dawson Creek, you can take a look at the Alaska Highway.
Absolutely.
There's just so much historical value in yeah. North and Central BC and things that are going on that it is worth the trip.
Absolutely. Yeah. Endless opportunities for sure. No, that's a really good point. I think, shifting back to Prince George a little bit, maybe, so we talked a little bit briefly earlier before we started recording about the Teddy Bear Run in Prince George. Yeah. So that's kind of the annual event for riders in Prince George to get out and ride around the city, get to get on their bikes all together and kind of as a community. Do you want to elaborate on that a little bit more?
Yeah. Salvation Army is really actively involved in that, and they get us all together at CN Center, and we take about a half an hour ride through the city up foothills into the Hart area and then back down. And it really is, it's a opportunity for some 350, sometimes 400 plus bikes to get together. But it's a toy run.
Mm-hmm.
And we all bring toys, or, you know, you buy gift certificates for kids and that kind of thing. And boy, it's fantastic. So you could drive by CN Center. You could see a bunch of motorcycle guys with, teddy bear strapped to the back of the bike, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And the thing that really caught my eye last year was the ages of the riders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's everything from the person who just got their license a couple of days before to those of us that have been riding for a long time. And it is a lot of fun, and it's a really great event for the city.
Yeah, for sure. I think talking about that, like different variety of riders and different types of people that ride, I think going back to the community of motorcycles in general, and just, you know, it's so welcoming for new riders. Yep. You know, a lot of female riders are coming up now, and that's something we're really seeing is becoming really popular in our marketing campaigns is these women that want to take bike trips as well. So that's great to see, and it really feels like the Prince George community is welcoming to that. As well.
They are open arms. They just want people to participate. And when the Salvation Army puts on something, of course, they are really gung-ho about advertising it, getting a lot of commitment from those of us that'll, you know, join in the ride.
Mm-hmm.
So it is. It's really a lot of fun.
Awesome. That sounds great. So I just want to ask maybe a little bit more about Prince George area. So that event is obviously one you look forward to every year. And this doesn't have to be so much related to motorcycles, but maybe talk about some of your favorite places to stop in Prince George as a local. But if you were a visitor, recommending to a visitor, where would you tell them to stop? Yeah. Restaurants or attractions? What should people see when they're in Prince George?
Well, we've got a multitude of them. And if you take a look downtown and you've got Nancy O's, you've got... there's a number of restaurants. There's a number of pubs downtown. There's a number, Trench. There's places that you can stop and just enjoy a couple mm-hmm. hours. You know, have lunch and get on your bike and ride some more. And riding in town is completely different than when you're on the highway.
Yeah.
But I think that if you look at what we've got to offer here, and it's all over the community. It's not just centralized. So you can, you can get out into the Hart, and there's locations in the Hart that you can go to for lunch. And I think people really take advantage of that as well. So they may go for a short ride out of town, but come back and, stop off at a pub somewhere and have a bite to eat and head home.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, that's a very good point. And I think that, there's often, lots of things like that. And when you have these short rides available to you, and then you're able to still go to your favorite restaurant in Prince George here as well.
There's a couple of groups, Colin. So there's a vintage bike club. There's a group that are involved in custom build bikes.
Yeah.
And they get together quite often. And there's another group and the name escapes me, but they meet at the A&W on 20th Avenue.
Yeah.
That's where they meet. And away they go. And you know, the word is out that if you want to join them, it might be at 9 o'clock in the morning, show up.
Right.
And we're just going to go for a ride.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
You don't know where you're going. And there's another group in town, same thing. They will meet at 9 o'clock somewhere. Changes all the time. And they say, pack a bag. We may stay overnight somewhere. And if you want to stay, you can, or just ride with us for a few hours. And away they go.
Yeah. That's, I mean, that goes back to that welcoming community. Yeah. And I mean, yeah. I think I need a little more structure than that. If someone tells me to pack a bag, I'm probably asking more questions. But hey, if you're the adventure type on a motorcycle, maybe that is for you.
You pack the bag, but you know you're not going that far. Yeah. You're not staying overnight. You're going to ride for a couple hours and then turn around and come home.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's a great point. And again, just that welcoming community for sure. Just one more question here for you, maybe about the. So we talked a little bit about some of like the Salvation Army, the Teddy Bear Run. And I know there's another charity that you're involved with from a motorcycle lens, and also they're a road bike team. Mm-hmm. But maybe talk a little bit about the Wheelin' Warriors of the North and your role that you play with them as kind of the pit crew and with your motorcycle as well.
Well, we all know the Wheelin' Warriors. It's a great organization. And, you know, they go prior to COVID, and they're starting up again. They have an event every year that's held down at the coast, and they have a pit crew, and they invited me a few years ago if I'd participate, and they're looking for guys on motorcycles, and I said, sure. And unfortunately, the first year I went, the weather was so terrible, I wasn't about to ride my bike to Vancouver, so I drove. But it's a lot of fun, and I think that I feel a little bit guilty when I'm on my bike and they're pedaling like hundreds and hundreds of kilometers up and down hills. But it's an opportunity for me to give back, and that's a great organization. And for me, it's about doing some traffic control. If there's anybody that needs help on the route, then I'm there to help. Mm-hmm. If it's emergency assistance, unfortunately, we had a couple of accidents a few years ago where, you know, there were some of us on our bikes that were able to get to the scene very quickly and help out. So that's good. And it's really just being part of that support group. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to participate again this year. But the Wheelin' Warriors, as you know, they do a tremendous amount of fundraising for cancer research.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's great. I think, you know, awesome organization, thank you for supporting them and making sure that they can do what they do in terms of raising those funds, because it is so important. And I think that's you know, it's back to this, you know, you can volunteer and do some good, but still be able to do something that you enjoy while doing it.
Yeah.
And you can ride your bike while you're doing that. So that's pretty special as well.
I probably shouldn't throw it out too much of a welcome, but we talked a little bit about the Show and Shine.
Yeah.
And a multitude of cars at the Show and Shine every year in Exploration Area, or Exploration Place area along the railway tracks and the river. Beautiful spot. And I think every year I see maybe 10 or 12 bikes there, and I really hope every year that I see more motorcycles there. Just show up.
Yeah.
And I'm not part of the Show and Shine, so maybe they don't want me to do this.
Yeah.
But, you know, as a motorcycle guy, I always thought, oh, man, I'd love to see other people's motorcycles. I see them as they go by me, and they're great. Maybe they're a vintage bike, a custom bike, or the newest bike that comes out, you know, from a manufacturer. So I'd like to see more.
Yeah, for sure.
I hope that that happens. That's another way you can just support that sector.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, so that the Show and Shine takes place Father's Day every year. And yeah, like you mentioned, at Clayton Memorial Park, right next to Exploration Place.
Yeah.
And yeah, cool opportunity to go check out some cars, a lot of vintage cars, a lot of things like that. But you're right, there's some bikes there, but it'd be great if there were a little bit better represented. So maybe we can get a few more bikes in there for sure. No, that's a really good point. Yeah, so I guess just last question here for you. So if we're talking to visitors that are considering Prince George for a trip, I mean, as Tourism Prince George, like, we'll do the sales pitch on the community as a whole. But from a motorcycle perspective, what businesses, what places should they know about in Prince George if they're going to come here on their bikes? Are there things they should know about locally here?
I think when you're on your motorcycle riding wherever you are and you're going from town to town, you're always interested in sort of the things that you may need while you're on the bike. And I think if you take a look at you know, hotels, for example. Mm-hmm. And one of the biggest things for us is do you have underground parking?
Yeah.
Or secured parking? That's a really a big thing. And so that's a key piece. And then, of course, they're always looking around for, you know, good restaurants, a little bit of nightlife. Where can we go to a pub? You know, I didn't mention earlier on, we were talking about places to go. Crossroads is another one.
Yeah.
Also, from a maintenance perspective, people Absolutely. Will give you a bad time about motorcycles breaking down. But I think, you know, they want to know, is there an opportunity for us to get any kind of work done
right.
in the community that we're going to spend a day or two in?
For sure. Yeah. And I guess that's something that Prince George offers. And when we talk about Northern BC and going to these more remote and more rural areas, I think that maintenance piece is important and a little bit of a peace of mind for riders. They, you know, Prince George is a good base camp in that sense, because if you do have an issue, there is that infrastructure here to have repairs done and things like
that. Yeah, the base camp piece I love.
Yeah.
If you're on a ride and you're coming up from the Okanagan and wherever it might be, you're mm-hmm. going to plan that main stop. And 9 times out of 10, that main stop, if you're coming north, is going to be here in Prince George.
Yeah.
So you take a look at what amenities are here.
Yeah.
And it's just... makes a little bit more of a difference when you're on your bike thinking about what you need in the community you're going to stay at or along the highway. We check that out all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, I got one more question
sure.
for you. Going to put you on the spot here.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're a visitor to Prince George on your bike. You're here for 2 nights and you're 1 day in Prince George. You want to take a 2 hour ride. So an hour out, an hour back. Where are you headed for your day trip based out of Prince George if you're visiting?
Purdon.
Easy.
It is. It's a 2 hour ride, and it's a beautiful ride. Mm-hmm. And you know this, Colin, even if you're driving in your vehicle, the trip from here to Purdon just gives you a snippet
Absolutely.
About what it's going to be like beyond Purdon and going through the valley.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah,
for sure. And yeah, so Purdon Lake Provincial Park, fantastic
yeah.
lake there. If you want to stop for a swim, you can stop. There's a private campground. Obviously in the winter, you're probably not on your bike, but the ski hill there at Purdon as well. So, that's a great recommendation for sure. Definitely worth a trip there. Yeah. Bike or car, I'd say.
Bike or car, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, anyways, Lynn, I that's all the questions I had. Really, thank you so much for joining us today. Really appreciate the insight, talking about motorcycles and the Prince George community. Thanks so much for joining
us. You're very welcome. Thanks for the invitation. As you know, I enjoy talking about motorcycles and I enjoy talking about the city.
Perfect.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Special thanks today to our guest, Lynn Hall. To the Studio 2880, Prince George and District Community Arts Council for allowing us use their recording space. And finally, a thank you to Kyla Graham with Tourism Prince George for producing.